The Gift of Life, today on The Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose
to develop the next generation of leaders.
And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for taking the time to listen today, and as always, if you like what you hear, take a moment to subscribe, like, or even leave a review so the show is easier to find for others. Currently, I'm working on a few interviews for the spring and would love your feedback. If you know anyone that you believe would be a great interview that would encourage fellow coaches, reach out and let me know by shooting an email to me at pritch01, that's P-R-I-C-H-0-1, at yahoo.com, or by reaching out to me on Twitter at my Twitter handle, at Dave Pritchard. That's at DavePritchard. This show exists to encourage coaches, and I would truly love your feedback. Today on the show, I want to be brief, but I also want to take a moment to be a little more serious in light of recent events. This past weekend, the sports world was rocked by the death of NBA star Kobe Bryant. Moments like this are surreal and full of heartbreak, but I also think that they can serve as a reminder to us of the value of the life that God has gifted us with. Specifically, a few passages of Scripture come to mind. The first is James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. It says this, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." The main idea present here is that life is fleeting. We make plans and we speak of things that we intend to do in the future. Now, I don't believe that doing that is inherently bad, but the scripture points out that life is nothing but a mist. It only appears for a little while. As coaches, we know this every year when we graduate seniors. It seems like just yesterday there were freshmen entering our program. Life's the same way. It goes by in an instant. Sure, there are days that make it seem excruciatingly long, but it's not. Life is short. And as believers, we must recognize that God Himself is in control of our life. He controls our next breath. And we're to recognize this and be grateful for it. Life is a gift from God. Now, although life is fleeting, that doesn't mean that we're to live in fear. One of my favorite passages of Scripture in which I find comfort is Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It says this, "And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment." Now, maybe you're wondering how such a verse can bring comfort, and admittedly, maybe I'm weird, but I find great comfort in the word appointed. This verse in Hebrews tells us that God has appointed our death. Think about the word appointment. What does it mean? Well, the answer is a scheduled time. See, when you go to the doctor, you make an appointment. When you have an interview, maybe a job interview, you make an appointment. In neither of those situations do you just show up. If you did, at best, you would have to wait. And at worst, you're going to be turned away. You have to schedule a time. Well, Hebrews is basically saying that your time is appointed. Sure, life may be fleeting, but God has it under control, and I don't have to worry about when that day will come for me because it's already been settled. It's been appointed. And lastly, I think of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And here God speaks to the nation of Israel, and he says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Now, although these words are given to Israel, I believe they can be applied to our life as well. These words speak of purpose, and God has a specific purpose for your life. Now, that should cause you to feel loved and motivate you to live life to the fullest, making every attempt to fulfill your purpose. So, Coach, the takeaway is this. Life is short, and it's ordained by God. It's nothing short of a gift, And as a coach, we must recognize each and every gift that's been placed under our care. Now, although life is short, we don't have to live in fear because God has our days already scheduled. They're in His hands. Lastly, God has a purpose for your life. As coaches, we have a unique purpose that provides us with the opportunity to impact many lives. This is a privilege that we can't take for granted. So I'll leave you today with a quote from Kobe Bryant. He said, "Have a good time. Life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep rolling." As coaches, we know this all too well, and we're tasked with passing this idea on to our players. There are going to be ups and downs, but above all, we're to make the most of the gift of life that God has given us, and we're to do everything in our power to make sure that our players do as well. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.